Immediately after President Obama took the oath of office, a military color guard fired off a 21-gun salute as an enormous and diverse crowd cheered, waved American flags, and chanted the new president's name. In his inaugural address, Mr. Obama said he is entering the White House at a time when the nation is in the midst of crisis.
Our nation is at war against a far-reaching network of violence and hatred. Our economy is badly weakened, a consequence of greed and irresponsibility on the part of some, but also our collective failure to make hard choices and prepare the nation for a new age.
Mr. Obama says the state of the economy requires bold action to create new jobs and end the recession. The 47-year-old president is the son of a black Kenyan father and a white American mother. He grew up in Hawaii and Indonesia. Mr. Obama held out a friendly hand to those watching his address from overseas.
And so, to all the other peoples and governments who are watching today, from the grandest capitals to the small village where my father was born, know that America is a friend of each nation and every man, woman, and child who seeks a future of peace and dignity, and we are ready to lead once more.
President Obama called on all Americans to accept personal responsibility for trying to solve the challenging tasks confronting the nation.
What is required of us now is a new era of responsibility, a recognition on the part of every American that we have duties to ourselves, our nation, and the world, duties that we do not grudgingly accept, but rather seize gladly, firm in the knowledge that there is nothing so satisfying to the spirit, so defining of our character, and giving our all to a difficult task.
Many African-American families attended the inauguration of the country's first black president. One woman from Pennsylvania said she was overwhelmed to be taking part in the historic event.
I couldn't be happier or more proud. I'm an 81-year-old black lady who has seen an awful lot in my lifetime. And never in all of my years did I think that this day would come when one of us would be in the White House.
Polls show many Americans are optimistic about the nation's future now that President Obama has been sworn in. Laverne Feaster, who traveled to the inauguration from Little Rock, Arkansas, says the opportunities with the new administration are endless.
This country recognizes with the president that we have that all of us can be anything we want to be. It's not just a few. We don't have to have rich, poor, medium. We can have everybody to be what they want to be.
Presidential historian Alan Lichtman says President Obama will bring major changes in both style and substance to the White House.
Barack Obama represents and celebrates not only the diversity of America, but the diversity of a knit-together global world. In addition, I think so far Barack Obama has indicated that he is likely to take American foreign policy in new directions as part of this new political era.
President Obama, a Democrat, campaigned on a theme of change, inspiring millions of people both at home and abroad. Mr. Obama's inauguration brings to an end 8 years of Republican rule under George Bush. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.